This one, it says in Chinese that you're going to be a star. A friend in 2020, he had died. Anytime he came around me, he used to be like, yo, music so hard, like, you're going to be a superstar. Like, and this was back in 2020 when I still had my baby voice. And so I had got that tatted. And now that I'm a star, I hope he see it.
Y'all, peace. So in this video, we're going to be talking about the new and upcoming rapper Glorilla. Now, everybody knows Glorilla rose to fame really, really quickly by signing to Yo Gotti's label, CMG, with her FNN single, right? But we're going to talk about a lot of the occult practices that Glorilla is involved in and how her career skyrocketed from plummeting. Now, Glorilla went to a preparatory school, which was Martin Luther King Jr. College Preparatory. Now, this is no shade to nobody, but a lot of people that go to private school, right? They're more conservative for the most part. Not all the time, but for the most part, right? So if this young woman went to private school, why would she be promoting the ghetto ratchet antics, right? With these songs and promoting promiscuity. Now, her early life, we all seen that Glorilla was working at fast food restaurants, you know, basically like an average teenager, right? And she started rapping at 16 years old. Now, she wanted to sing on the church choir, but apparently the story goes she lost her voice from screaming. Now, I want y'all to pay attention to the evolution of how her voice actually changed. Bring them whips out. I love them f***ing fast cars. And I'ma do the dash and I'm like a f***ing chronicle. We don't argue about no news. Yo, grab them max, huh? Yo, grab them gets, huh? Yo, I call up my slaps, huh? Party. We pop out at your party. I'm with my bitches. And it's gonna be a robbery. So hot your nigga. Hot. Chill. You don't want these fucking problems. Oh, stupid ass. Pop my shit so a bitch gon' hate me. Been on that. Pop my shit so a bitch gon' hate me.
It make you the weakest. He got 99 problems and the biggest one is me.
Now, Gloria Hallelujah Woods, alright, Hallelujah is her middle name, right? But why would she be making songs, okay, like this?
I ain't got no nigga, and no nigga ain't got me. Let's go. Nigga say he faithful, I still got a fruit hole just in case. Who her face, ass, teeth, even her.
Okay, like now, you see, it's always gotta be that duality of spreading negativity, but it's also blasphemous to have a middle name such as Hallelujah, which is the highest form of praise to give Jesus, right? But then you got these songs that's promoting promiscuity and, you know, all kind of nasty stuff, right? She even told Angela Yee that she likes when men do things to her french fries.
Nasty,
y'all
freaky.
Y'all be doing some nasty, like, y'all do some shit that I never heard of.
Like what?
We need the examples.
Ooh. Okay, so y'all do drink nut, right?
Yeah, everybody swallow. Okay, we just say swallow. Yeah. Drink nut sounds like, nasty.
Drink nut does sound nasty.
Nasty.
I actually want to think about what she swallow. Said. I swallow, I don't drink nut. But go ahead.
But I'm looking forward to
like, same thing. It's just so corny to me. Oh my God. But it's like...
Uh-oh. I'm scared.
It's some weird shit. But okay, same thing as we just got done eating, right? Don't worry about it.
No, just say it. You too far in now.
This is, yeah.
All right, so same thing as we just got done eating, then we had sex right after. And some food, and I'm going to still eat it. So if you've been nothing, like none of my food, I'm going to eat.
It's like dressing.
I like, this is all my fries real quick, and I'm going to eat it.
None of my fries.
That is crazy. I've never.
Now, not only is this a form of spellbinding, all right, this is how people get spellbinded and stuff like that. But this also is a part of Aleister Crowley's practice, right? Where they eat the, they induce the semen of the other person or their menstrual, right? Now, her ex-boyfriend, Dave's on Earth, right? Who was the person that introduced her to the world of enlightenment, in my opinion. on his older Facebook that is now deleted, right? He had all of these 444s, 777s, 333s all on the background of his Facebook post. Now, the story goes is that he cheated on Glorilla, and in return to get payback, Glorilla made him perform fellatio on all of her friends. Now, I think this is an absolute lie. And just like Lil Uzi and his ex-girlfriend Brittany, these are what you would call sacrifices, right? It doesn't have to always be a blood sacrifice. For the most part, severing ties with somebody that either introduced you to the industry or is a friend of yours or a relative, you sever ties with them. And this is also a form of sacrifice, right? You cut off all communication from this person. They no longer exist to you. Now, some people may say these people do this to protect that individual, right? And just to keep them out of harm's way of these type of practices in the industry where you may have to sacrifice a relative or things like that. But this is also a form of sacrifice, like I said, severing ties. Now, Glorilla dropped 2 mixtapes, right? Most Likely Next Up, which came out in June 2019. All right, now y'all notice you see the hand sign, right? You see the hand sign, so she already knew what time it was when she got on. All right, whoever put her on or her management, you know, showed her the ropes on how to get noticed by these people in higher positions. And then she dropped her next mixtape the following year, Peace Status, which came out May 2020. All right. Now, these albums didn't do too well, but it got her notoriety. All right. A lot of people realized who she was from the town locally, and this is what got her noticed by Yo Gotti. Now, she came out with her single FNN, which got her a deal with Yo Gotti. And as Yo Gotti always does, right, he signed her on a private jet, just like he did with Black Youngster. Now, my point of view, this is all ritualistic, right? Not only is it showing the viewer, like, hey, you know, look what we doing over here, but it also gives that person, you know, some type of star quality. Now, we've seen that Yo Gotti does not always sign his artists on private jets, so it wouldn't make sense, right? But for certain reasons and certain people, you know, he puts them on the jet to show, okay, this one is down. We're going to take this one to the next level, all right? Now, after her success, she started to pledge allegiance and took the oath, all right? Now, we're going to pay attention to her tattoos, right? Which she explains all her tattoos, but leaves out one in particular, all right? And it's going to be the all-seeing eye tattoo.
He had said big glow with a crown, but it was ugly. He ain't do it right, so I got it covered up. He had the L and the O so far from the other G, like it was B-I-G. G, then like L-O was pushed over, so like it looked like it said Big Six. It wasn't. And then this one right here on my leg, I had actually used some numbing cream for this one. It's right here on your bone. So like you can't numb your bone, so it still hurt it, and I couldn't walk. Like I was in a wheelchair for a week after I got this tattoo. This one was the longest because this the biggest tattoo I got, and it's a lot of detail. So this was about 8 hours, probably longer than that. Yeah, this somebody saying shh, this a clock. Like I just got this off Google. This the bad boy of all my tattoos. This one took the longest to heal. Well, I got this one before I got. This snake right here, it's so ugly. And I don't know what told me to get it. I just was mad. Like, I used to get tattoos when I got mad, like when I was going through stuff. This one I got in the trenches. Oh my God, the most ghettoest apartments in Memphis you could ever go to. It ain't that bad though. This one, it says in Chinese that you're gonna be a star. A friend in 2020, he had died. Anytime he came around me, he used to be like, yo, music's so hard, like you're gonna be a superstar. Like, and this was back in 2020 when I still had my baby boys. And so I had got that tatted. And now that I'm a star, I hope he see it.
Now, if you notice, she talks about having a snake tattooed on her, right? And also the Masonic chessboard, all right? Which is so crazy. You wrote in Chinese, you're going to be a star. And the Masonic chessboard is right underneath that, all right? Just like I told y'all, they always lose a relative or a friend, all right? Right before they become famous. So these people all know what they're doing. As you can see here, she's got the one-eye symbolism in her hand over her mouth as she will never reveal the secrets, all right, or what she's seen, all right? So we see that these people play with all of this nonsense and they get involved with this stuff. And, you know, tattoos mean a lot because, like I told y'all before, when you put any type of tattoo on your body, right, that's just like taking an oath, like pricking your finger. Okay, you're pledging allegiance to this thing and you can't get rid of it. Some people think they can just remove tattoos like Black China and, you know, reemerge themselves, right? You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, a lot of this stuff, you're taking a major, major oath when you prick your skin with these type of things. Just like that saying goes, blood in, blood out. Now, as her career started to downslide, right, she needed help from the high-ranking elite and had to pay the price for fame at this point in time. Now, her and Moneybagg Yo, right, had a concert in Rochester, New York, where a stampede broke out and resulted in 3 deaths and 7 injuries. Now, I did a video on YouTube about stampedes and how these things are all connected, and they made me remove the video. All right, if you could find it, but it's on Patreon, but if you could find it, good luck to you, right? But these things are all considered, all right, in the industry. All right, you are cattle to these people that are in position. Now, we've seen it with Travis Scott, even stories about P. Diddy at Howard University, where some people died there, all right, and he took the money and ran off. This stuff has to happen. All right. Time after time, we see these things happen at a lot of these celebrity concerts, not just because it's a big crowd, but also, you know, you got to think about it. There's energy in these stadiums and arenas. All right. There's energy there and you don't know what they're putting in this stuff before you even get there. Now, in December 2023, right, Glorilla's song started to flop where she started to try to remix the cha-cha, and people were saying the song was horrible, so her career, you know, was taking a downslide, and, you know, she even ventured off to try to get into the New York wave at this time, right, but it wasn't working, all right, she jumped on drill beats, it wasn't working for her, all right, now, towards the end of the year in December, right, she asked to find the voodoo lady, and surprisingly, came out with a song everybody liked, which was...
To show my ass, these niggas love freak, how the fuck is that?
Now, when I tell y'all that people go and deal with this stuff, right, to get a burst of life, right, or they want to reap the benefits of their fame, right, that's what they usually partake in, a co-practices. Now, y'all see, she's up here after she asked for the voodoo lady, she's in this picture with Beyonce and Megan Thee Stallion. Okay, and they dressed in all white. If y'all didn't know, witches, all right, people that practice witchcraft and are involved in paganism, all right, these people wear all white. So, you know, when you hear these all white parties and stuff like that, for the most part, these people are wearing all white because they're practicing witchcraft, We already know about Beyonce and what she's involved in, right? Everybody knows this, okay? And, you know, when you see people like Megan Thee Stallion, she gets a boost in her career all of a sudden, you know? Now, all of a sudden, Glorilla gets a boost in her career, okay? These people are attracting this energy, all right? That's exactly what they're doing. But think about her name, her middle name. She has a chain with the word hallelujah on it. But you doing devilish things. You're rapping about devilish things. This is why we got to stay away from this type of music and keep our kids away from this stuff. All right. I was just talking to somebody the other day, and it's crazy because we listened to songs like Uchi Wally growing up, right? And I was 11, 12 years old, dancing to that song and rapping along with the lyrics. All right, but it was promiscuous. It was, this is why our generation is overly sexualized. You know what I'm saying? Where nobody can commit or be in one relationship. Everything is sexualized. So I just wanted to tap in with y'all real quick and talk about Glorilla. You know what I mean? If y'all want me to talk about more new artists, just let me know. And peace.